This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show on this Friday evening. Henry Lake, Lindsey Brown in for Christopher Tubbs. News Talk 830 WCCO. The world saw our nation's leader, if you could call him that, President Donald Trump, try to do something that he likes to do. And that's bully people. In entertaining and having that meeting today with the president of Ukraine and trying to bully him, President Zelensky says, I want your assistance. I'd love your help. I'd like to make a deal with you, but you're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to do that in front of the world. You've tried to do things to me before in the first time that you were president of the United States of America. And that was what? That was when he was trying to get dirt on President Joe Biden. And today, in front of the world, it was a meeting of disrespect from us towards him. Now, I know that people that support the president won't agree with that. But how can you argue that? Like, in life, we can sit here and we can talk about politics till we're blue in the face. You can debate policies, what should happen, what shouldn't happen. But as a human being, there's a level of disrespect that you just won't take. You won't take it. And, you know, I think that there are some people that are like, yeah, you show him. You talk to him like that. You show him who's boss. I actually today don't look at it like that. I don't think that President Zelensky was weak at all. That's just not how I view it. He put his foot down. He said, you know, I want your assistance, but you're not going to talk down to me as a human being. I'm not going to kiss your behind. That's not what this is about. This is supposed to be about diplomacy. This is supposed to be about us helping you and you helping us. And we appreciate all the help that you've given us. But there's only so much disrespect that we're going to take. And I know that President Trump, he likes to do that to people. We get that. We understand it. But at the end of the day, you got to show people respect. And I think that world leaders all over are looking and they're understanding that right now there's a lot of people that are tense and not liking the way things are going. And I don't think that bullying, and to me, this isn't just about today, but I think it's about moving forward and having conversations with whatever leaders globally, that it can't be about, I'm the president of the United States of America, and you either do it all on our terms because we're just going to bully you into that, or nothing. Whether it's Mexico, whether it's Canada, whoever, it can't operate that way. I mean, let's take a listen to this. This is President Trump talking down to the Ukrainian President Zelensky here.
The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing. All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think? The problem is...
That in itself is kind of laughable that you would have somebody... That's not diplomacy. And I think that anybody that's well-versed and followed this has seen that the president of Ukraine has numerous times been extremely thankful to our country. Do I think that he came to the White House to disrespect people? No. I mean, J.D. Vance was disrespecting him, too. It's very unfortunate, and it's unfortunate that the world is, you know, they're looking and they're seeing that we're acting in this way. Congressman Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, he talked earlier. He was on, I think this clip is one from CNN, where he was talking about Trump in today's talks.
Let's just cut to the chase. The president of the United States is a coward who is Vladimir Putin's puppet. And the vice president of the United States is a pogue and a coward who is Donald Trump's puppet. And so what we just witnessed was a meeting in the Oval Office between two cowardly puppets and a hero. And whether you voted for these puppets or not, just as an American, as a fellow American, it's just embarrassing that the only hero in the Oval Office, the only decent human being for that matter, is the Ukrainian. I mean, this administration is going to go down as an embarrassment to American history.
Congressman, I wonder if you think that President Zelensky could have handled it differently, the way that some of his European counterparts and Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer did, and perhaps been more deferential to Trump and Vance.
Deferential to what? Deferential to a president who allowed a deal in his first term to crumble because Putin just violated it? Deferential to a vice president who didn't even bother to visit Ukraine? I hardly know anyone in Congress who has any view on national security who hasn't been to Ukraine during this war. Deferential to a draft dodger who's our commander in chief? Zelensky doesn't deserve to be deferential to anyone in that Oval Office. In fact, I kind of wish he'd put them in their place a little bit stronger. I mean, this is just truly, truly embarrassing. And the vast majority of my Republican colleagues in Congress completely agree with me. They know the truth here. They're just too scared to say it themselves.
All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. Chris wants to be first up. Calling from Lake Minnetonka. Anybody else that wants to chime in via a phone call or text, we'll take them next year on The Lake Show.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Love to see a deal be reached where Ukraine gets what they need, we get what we need. Today was not the start of that. Welcome back to the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. We're taking phone calls like I said that we would. Let's take a phone call from Chris in Minnetonka. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
First of all, big difference between bullying and bargaining. And I think we've been a pushover country for 4 years. I work at
just
a food
four?
Shelf. And, well, exactly. But the last four, the increase and influx of people coming in to the food shelf is absolutely ridiculous. And I think just opened our borders, let people come here, abuse us, and take us for granted. Not one person said a thing when, I shouldn't say not one person, but not many people talked at all when the pipeline was shut down and all these people lost their jobs. All you can hear right now is, oh, the government shut down all these jobs. No, the government is cleaning
Chris,
up wasteful
Chris,
jobs of people
Chris,
that sit at the
Chris,
water
Chris,
cooler.
Chris, can we address
I'm
the top? Can
I'm
we can we address the topic that we're talking about? Do you think that today that was productive for our country and for the people of Ukraine?
I think it showed we got balls. I think it showed we're not messing around.
How did we show that? How did we show that? Like trying to bully people, we are trying to bully Canada right now. We're trying to bully Mexico. Bullying people gets you nowhere. They tried this in 2019 with Mr. Zelensky. Did we not?
I don't think it's bullying. I think we're bargaining to get back things we need. Some of those tariffs in place are mandatory and good for us. I think bullying is a very tough term for a president that stands up and wants to sit at the bargaining table. If you're in sales, you don't necessarily fold your cards on the first sale with the car salesman or the used car salesman. You kind of play along and bargain a little bit, right? And wouldn't you want that going on for our country, or would you want him just to fold his cards and say, okay, that's a good deal?
What all, since Mr. President, in the first 4 years that he was president, what part of his administration was the art of the deal the first time around? Since you said that we gave too much the last 4 years, let's talk about the previous 4 years. And we can start with the wall if you want.
Well, and that's one thing I would want is I pay taxes. I have to go to jury duty. You pay taxes. You have to go to jury duty. I don't mind if somebody wants to come to the USA legally. Perfect, fine. Then they can pay taxes and they can start doing jury duty just like you and I. But like I said, this influx at the food shelf represents hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who do not pay taxes.
Thanks for that's talking points. That's not, I guess we would have to root that in fact, which has nothing to do with the actual topic. What he's talking about with food, that has nothing actually to do with what we witnessed on camera and sound bites that we've heard all throughout the day. Let's go to Kevin in Apple Valley. Maybe he can get us back on topic.
Well, I don't know, Henry. I hope to, but I have to preface with a couple things. I voted for Trump. If it was today again, I would sadly have to vote the same way. And I haven't actually seen the whole thing. I've only caught clips, what you've played, summaries I've read. Mm-hmm. But this is just wrong. I'm okay with, like the previous caller said, you know, some of the tariffs thing. But that's a different story. That's a different, whole different situation. This is a hugely life and death situation. I've been with Ukraine from day one. I don't want to waste money there, but I have seen video from there, many news accounts on different outlets, you know, and it's a situation that, while not the Holocaust, it has that appearance to it. Mm-hmm. And we need to support them. I think it was wrong to have the negotiation or the thing right out in the open like that. I know on an earlier show today, they were saying the transparency, that's great. But the way they seemingly treated President Zelensky was wrong. I can't respect, although I voted for him, like I said, and would sadly probably do it again. I can't respect President Trump treating him that way and treating the situation that way. It just, bottom line, was wrong.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Kevin. I love the transparency that Kevin just stated as a Trump supporter. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing good, Henry. I was a little bit distracted here and there, but just before the break, who was the congressman?
Seth Moulton. Seth Moulton.
Yep. That guy nailed it. He absolutely positively nailed it. And I couldn't say anything much better. And all I might be able to comment, I mean, I've never done this before, but I'll comment to a previous caller, the second to the last. I'm wondering if that guy remembers anybody named Joseph Stalin or Nikita Khrushchev. Or any of those people, when he's sitting there running his mouth about
the food banks?
About what?
About the food banks, you mean?
Oh, no, no, oh. Not food banks. No, no. When he's sitting there saying that
I wasn't sure
supports Zelensky too much.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were referencing the caller a couple of phone calls ago.
Yeah, I'm referencing you know, Trump's support of Putin.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Does that guy remember any of those people?
Hey, thanks for the phone. Thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. I want to get one more in here before we head to break. Let's take a phone call here from Bill in New Hope. How you doing, Bill?
Hello. Hello, my friend.
Hey, hi.
Yeah, you know, when Vance, Vice President Vance chipped in and says, we haven't heard a thank you from him, you know, from Zelensky. And I wish Zelensky would have said, well, I want to thank the Biden administration. They're the ones that helped us. You haven't done anything yet. Now, I admit you haven't been in long enough, but let's see what you do. The Biden administration gave over $100 million to help Ukraine, and that was wonderful. But that was no way to treat a guest, and Trump and Vance, they ganged up on him, and it was disgusting. And I think that Trump and Vance should both resign immediately and head into a corner and hang their heads in shame. It was a disgusting and one of the most embarrassing moments in American history. So please.
I got you. I got you. Thanks for the phone call from Bill in New Hope. Listen, if people think that this is the first time that Donald Trump has tried to bully Mr. Zelensky, you're wrong. I mean, he did this back in July, what was it, 2019, when he asked him in a phone call to look into Joe Biden and his son Hunter during a phone call. That was what they say, that quid pro quo. I mean, so this is yet again him trying to use the bully tactics, and it's inappropriate. I just don't like, and it is bullying. Like people can say, well, it's you know, you're trying to, it's the art of the deal, and you're trying to barter, you're trying to negotiate. Like, no. This is more than that. And I think that just me, I speak for me personally, there's a level of disrespect that I'm just not going to take. Like, there are a lot of things in life that we cherish, that we want to get accomplished, but you're not just going to do all that crazy disrespect to me. And the world's watching, and President Zelensky was like, No, we just, like, yeah, I want to do a deal with you. But he even said to J.D. Vance's face, diplomacy, and you're talking about all this stuff about Ukraine and you haven't come to Ukraine. Let's talk about actually working things out. There are politicians that will take the disrespect. And those politicians I look at and I'm just kind of like, I can't do it, man. Ted Cruz let Donald Trump disrespect his wife and his daddy. I can't do that. Tom Emmer let Trump torpedo his chances of being speaker and disrespect him. I don't play them games. 651-461-9226. We'll get back to some political conversation a little bit later. But coming up next, boy, was it a night for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I want to introduce you guys to Travis Singleton. He goes by Sneaker Reporter, but he covers the NBA. He's going to join us next year after Weather on the Lake Show.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we like to mix and match the serious topics, but you guys know I'm a sports fan. Can't wait to start doing Final Pitch, post-game twins, and I love my Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA, and I want to introduce the listening audience to somebody that's been here for the last several years that covers the NBA. He covers the Minnesota Timberwolves. His name is Travis Singleton. He's otherwise known as Sneaker Reporter, and he can explain to you all of that. But I want to have him come on the show here earlier in the year. We're trying to mix and match our schedules, but yeah. Nonetheless, happy to have you here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you for having me on here, man. You know, it's an honor and a privilege for sure. I hear so many good things about the show, so glad to finally get on here.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're doing amazing work. You're doing a great job of covering the league. First off, to the listening audience that needs to be aware of you, give us a little bit of background, man, because yeah. – I know that people out there, they're like, hold on, did I just hear an East Coast accent? Yes, he's from the East Coast.
Yeah, from Boston, Massachusetts. You know, started covering the league in 2009, covered the Boston Celtics. 2014, I left the Nest, went and covered the Oklahoma City Thunder. Then I went to Houston for 2 years, and then after that, 2022, I came out here, Minnesota. But, you know, I just try to bring a different flair to the average consumer that's watching the game.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bring the on-the-court stuff, but also the off-the-court stuff, whether it be sneakers, you know, music that the players are listening to. I just try to be different and create my own lane and my own niche and, you know, stay out the way.
Yeah, I love that because your angle is not just about the game itself, but also the other elements that make up NBA life. You know, you talk about the sneakers, you talk about the music, you know, that's kind of like the pop culture part of it too. So, and that's a unique lane that you're in because a lot of us don't do that.
Yeah, I just try to be different. You know, I'm 36 now, so I mean, sooner or later, somebody's going to take me out my lane.
You're a young buck, though. In this media business, you are a young buck.
I appreciate that. I've been, since 2009, like I said. So, you know, I'm just happy to be rubbing elbows with the big timers and stuff like Stephen A. Smith and yourself, people like yourself, and, you know, even the Sherrod Blakely's, like in Boston, he really wrapped his arms around me. Gary Washburn with the Boston Globe.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah.
Some of those guys, you know, really paved the way for what I'm doing right now, and they believed in me. So this is just a product of what they believed in.
What brought you to Minnesota? Why us? We're happy that you're here.
I appreciate that. I mean, I want to make Minnesota home. And I just felt like it was one of those cities that really needed, you know, to be able to capitalize on the court and off the court, right? You got Anthony Edwards. He's a huge time, you know, global star now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody that really attracts, you know, the kids, the middle-aged, and the old folk at the same time. So I just wanted to be able to come over here, see what he was all about. You know, I love this game from afar. I became a fan, now, honestly, in the play-in game when you guys beat the Clippers.
Okay.
When you guys were jumping on the tables. And
Pat Bev stuff. Okay.
So after that, man, I was like, man, I just really want to see what it's about. I love the energy that I felt like watching the game on TV, you know, so I felt like I was here.
Was there anything about Minnesota that you had known beforehand, or was it just kind of like blind faith, I'm just going to go and we're going to just get it going?
Blind faith, you know, reached out to the team. Shout out to the Timberwolves PR, Sarah, Aaron, both of them just, you know, open arms when I said, hey, I want to come. They was like, hey, we saw some of your work already. We know what you're about.
Yep.
We would love that dynamic, you know, in the locker room. And I just try to, you know, one thing about me, I try to be relatable to the players. You know, yep. I know what they're listening to. I know what they're probably wearing. I want to be able to be relatable too. So I'm wearing sneakers and different things that they know about. So it's more so just like a mutual respect and a mutual level of just working together, and that's what I try to really bring to the table.
Travis Singleton joining us here in studio. Give everybody your @s in terms of social media and how they can follow your work.
Yeah, if you want to check out my work, you can go to sneakerreporter.com. Also, if you want to follow me, it's at sneakerreporter on every single thing, X, you know, Instagram, all the above. Like, honestly, like, it's sneakerreporter, everything. Been really trying to just brand and put it out there, trying to get my face out here in Minnesota a little bit more, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been struggling. I also got Kicks for Grades, an organization that I started up where I give back to kids for good grades in exchange for good grades on report cards. So need to find some schools and different things like that.
I got you on that.
Yeah. I want to get big.
Yeah, I got you on that.
Hey, I want to get big in the community and really, you know, put my foot in the sand here and really, really make this home.
Yeah. All right. So Sneaker Reporter.
Yeah.
Tell me how you came up with that name.
It's so crazy. So when I started in Boston, when I started with the Celtics, I was always wearing a suit and tie combination. And mind you,
I've never seen him in a suit and tie, by the way.
This is the crazy thing. So I would wear a suit and tie combination every game. And a lot of the reporters there were like, dude, you're like 18, 19. Like,
you're overdressed.
Yeah, you're overdressed. But at the same time, like, you need to dress your age. Like, be you. You know, and I remember, I think it was Gary Washburn and Kyle Draper, they came up to me. Kyle Draper covers the Sacramento Kings right now. But they came up to me and was like, hey, man, just be yourself. Like, we see what you do on Instagram. You know, if you want to wear a nice polo and, you know, you want to wear some khakis with some sneakers or something like that, be yourself. So you could be the sneaker reporter. You're coming in the locker room wearing sneakers, but then at the same time, you're reporting about the game.
Yep.
You know, and that's how I always try to keep it professional. Like, you know, a lot of people think sneaker reporter, I'm going to talk about sneakers. I can talk about sneakers if you want to go there, but at the same time, I still got a job to do, and that's the main thing.
You got versatility. Absolutely. All right, so let's talk some Wolves. Going into the season, and let me describe it in this way. After the Cat trade was made, what level of expectations did you have for this team after that trade was made? And you're like, okay, now they got Dante, now they got Julius. We'll see what happens with whatever a pick, you know, a year or so from now. But in terms of them trying to build this thing and how does this thing look now, what were kind of your expectations right after that trade?
I mean, the expectations.
Preseason, I guess.
Yeah, preseason. The expectations were, I really didn't have any expectations coming into it because it happened right before media day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so quick, so sudden. You make a big change like that, that's a drastic change. So I always said, hey, let's wait and see, give it 20, 30 games. Now being this far into the season after the All-Star break, I'm starting to find out what they're about there. You know, they're obviously his defense is what this team's built on, but at the same time, these injuries have riddled them.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. I love what I'm seeing from the young guys. You know, Terrence Shannon Jr., Rob Dillingham, Jalen Clark. These guys are coming in there, and they're actually, you know, impacting the game in a big way. And that's something that I didn't see coming into the season. I was like, okay, we got these guys. They're probably going to be in the G League. They're probably going to, you know, just get shuffled around. But they're actually making a rotation, you know, and doing what they're supposed to be doing. So now when Julius comes back and Rudy comes back, we already got these guys that are already ready with experience to actually play these minutes and actually help, you know, where they're going. So the expectation was always high, obviously, coming off the Western Conference Finals. But I truly believe that this team hasn't reached its peak yet, because of the injuries and the different things. Every time we get a full squad, somebody gets hurt. You know, so it's really tough. But I will say this. I'm willing to bet on Anthony Edwards and what he can do in the playoffs, and I'm ready to see somebody try to take them out.
I'm glad that you brought up the young guys, because I have stated this, and it's not about being, you know, a person that's a hater, because I'm not a hater. I'm not a person that is just a homer, because to me that doesn't do you any good. It's just being honest about what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I look at the Wolves, and I'm a season ticket holder, I love Anthony Edwards. I love Jay McDaniels. He's one of my favorite players in this organization for the last, I don't know, several years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we have the chemistry nor the makeup of a team that can make a run. Now, do I think that Anthony Edwards has the type of ability that he can go next level and just take over games? No question. But I just think that we have too many flaws. But I say all that to say this. The thing that I look at this year and I love is the fact, like you mentioned, Terrence Shannon Jr. is getting some tick and he's showing some of his ability.
Yep.
Rob Dillingham, I love his game. And to me, he's almost a smaller version of a Tyrese Maxey. Clearly not as polished as a Tyrese Maxey, but he's a rookie.
Yep.
But this is the question. What do you think it is about Rob Dillingham that's causing him to not necessarily get as many minutes as I would like him to get? Now, I know that Rob, some of it is, and I noticed from talking to people, that some of it's just a trust thing, right? Like Finch is having him go through the fire. He's, you know, trying to learn to trust the kid. to me, sometimes you got to let them go. Because in certain situations over the course of the last week or so, I've seen him be kind of gun shy and won't pull the trigger on a shot because he's overthinking it at a time. And he'll end up making a good play. Like, he'll make the good pass. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about his game overall?
I love Rob's game. He knows how to create his own shot. He knows how to facilitate. He's one of the best
on the team that can do that. Yeah,
for sure. I think to combat what you're saying, I don't think it's necessarily a trust factor. I think it's more so a matchup factor. And if you look at a lot of these guards around the league, they're all bigger and stronger, and you know, so it's all about putting him in the right position to be successful. You know, and when he gets on the court, you want to make sure he's in a successful position, and you don't want to put him in a situation where he could struggle. And if he struggles, that might mess up his confidence, you know, with him being a rookie. But I do see some glimpses where I'm like, hey, he needs to get some more minutes for sure.
Yeah.
But it also,
especially when Conley's getting up there in age.
For sure, for sure. And I think that's going to be the baton being passed, you know, moving forward. But I just think that he's still got to, you know, continue to get these lumps, you know, and continue to do what he's doing. He's showing glimpses, like in Boston and in different games where he really went off, even the Utah game. So it's more so, I think, a confidence builder is just more so just getting out there, getting the reps. But also it has to depend on the matchups and making sure that he's in a situation where, like I said, he can make some mistakes and it's not going to cost the team. I think that's one of the biggest things.
I'm going to tell you this right now. And you're going to laugh at this. I don't like Julius Randle's game.
Why not?
I respect, because it doesn't fit for us. And this is the reason why I don't like it.
Okay.
It's I don't think it's a good fit for Ant. Mm. I think that when you have somebody that dominates the ball the way that Julius Randle does, it's not smooth on the offensive end. And even Ant at times, we know how phenomenal Ant is.
For sure.
One of the criticisms that I've heard about Anthony Edwards over the course of the last month is sometimes he dribbles a little bit too much. And I know that Finch has talked about he needs to be quicker with his decision-making when the double teams are coming, because that's an adjustment he's having to do right now.
For sure.
And those double teams are coming more because Cat is no longer with the organization. But it just didn't seem like a great pairing from the perspective of making Ant as good as he can be. Now, Dante, I'm not quick to make an assessment of his game because he's missed time. He started off slow. I will say I don't view him as a starter in the NBA. I think he's a really good sixth man coming in off the bench. Mm-hmm. But what do you make of those two guys individually in their fits?
I think in the way that the NBA is now, I think Dante does fit what we really need from a starter perspective, because he's somebody that can space the floor, and that's kind of what we need. But with the Julius situation, I think one of the things that was a big factor is obviously Coach Finch, he actually coached Julius in New Orleans.
Yep.
So he already was comfortable with his game. So it's more so just trying to mesh their games together. And sometimes you will see that where Julius, you know, has the ball a little bit, but he's used to being the dominant guy. So it's more so just adjustments throughout the season. And even before he got injured, you could see he was actually getting into that triple-double mode where he's getting the rebounds and the assists. And his game was opening up a little bit more. And I think that's a little bit more of what we need to see in the second half when he comes back. Hopefully he should be back, you know, the next week or so. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does when he comes back, because you're different. You come back different when you can actually visualize and see what the team's doing without you.
Yep.
You know, so then you're like, okay, I can envision myself in this spot, in this role. So I think once he comes back, I think he'll be able to figure it out. But one thing I do know is when they're doubling Ant, he's making better decisions now. He used to, earlier in the season, he was turnover, but now he's figuring it out. And that's something that, you know, is growing pains in the NBA. You know, and one of the biggest things I think that they really have going for them is the impact that Naz Reid has made. You know, you can throw him anywhere, starter, bench, it don't matter.
Yep.
He's going to produce at a high level, whether it's points, rebounds, even assists. You know, and he makes the right play, and he's a walking mismatch.
Travis Singleton, the Sneaker Reporter, joining us in studio. We'll take a break. We'll come back, continue the conversation. That next here on The Lake Show. All right, Travis Singleton in studio, Sneaker Reporter. Check him out on all the social media apps. Does fine work covering the Wolves, the NBA, and just some pop culture stuff. Let's talk about last night's 111-102 loss to the LA Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would look at it from this, because the big story coming out of that game is the two texts that Ant got.
Yeah.
He got ejected. They lost the game, and now he's going to be suspended for a game. My take on Ant, because I'm like the biggest advocate for Anthony Edwards, like long before Ant was a Wolf, I was the person that raised my hand And I had debates with people, and people talking about he can't shoot, he can't do this.
Oh, wow.
When I saw him at Georgia, I was like, I want to – this kid's super athletic. I need to see what he's all about.
Okay.
And I was sold watching him in the Maui Invitational against Michigan State, and he went off. And I was like, nah, he got all the tools. So I don't want to hear the stuff about he can't shoot and you talking about his percentages and all that stuff, whatever. Look at his form. Like, he can – I mean – if he goes and puts in the work, that's the guy. And it was funny because at the time I said, Gerst, I said, hey, this is – and Gerst knew what he was doing, right?
Yeah.
As much as I love Ant, and I've had him on the show twice, but it's been a while, he's got to reel in his emotions. Like, what happened last night, that can't happen. Like, when you get that first tech, you got to understand, I can't end up putting my team – in a situation to where I get kicked out of a game when Rudy's not available, when Julius is not available, that can't happen. What did you think about last night, just the game overall? Because I thought that there were some good moments for the Wolves and they made a comeback, but Ant can't get kicked out.
Yeah, like you said, you kind of hit it on the head right there. I mean, I think it's all about maturity.
Yep.
You know, so he has to just continue to mature. I mean, he's still young. That's the crazy thing. A lot of people, they feel like, you know, he's like in his 20s, like mid-20s, you know, and it's like he's still young. He just got to learn how to, you know, start doing the veteran move where timeout comes. Hey, ref, hey, let me holler at you. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yep.
And that's I need to see more of that from Ant, and I don't see that enough, you know, where he just has to pull him to the side and have that side conversation. What am I doing? How come I'm not getting the calls? What's going on? Because – obviously, the way that he's reacting, these referees know he's going to react that way already, and they're probably getting tired of it now, you know. And that's what happened with the text. Mm-hmm. I already knew the second one. I was a little suspect about, but once he threw the ball, I'm like, all right,
you knew it was a wrap.
I was like, you got to go,
like,
you know.
What you doing?
You can't be throwing no ball, man. So once he threw the ball, I was like, all right, that's it. But credit to Terrence Shannon and those guys, man. You know, for coming back and clawing back into the game. He's been a bright spot, man. I love what Jaden's doing. Jaden's been growing this year. A lot of people ain't talking about Jaden McDaniels, you know, seatbelt McDaniels. But he's been playing on both ends of the floor, and he's been playing at an elite level. You know, anytime that somebody's been missing time or anything like that, he's filled in as the scorer, and he's still locking down the other person on the other side of the court. So the things that they're doing when they do lose those pieces gives me a lot of hope for when they do get all the pieces back. And that's why I try to make sure that the Timberwolves fans understand that there is light at the end of the tunnel as soon as all these injuries and everything go away.
Who's the best team in the West?
Best team in the West? I got to say my guys in OKC, I think right now, until proven innocent, you know, until proven guilty or whatever the case may be. But I just love what Shea's doing out there. I think he can score anytime he wants. He can score from the top, the middle, and at the paint. It don't matter where he's at.
Yep.
And he gets to the free throw line. A lot of people want to call him free throw merchant and all that, but people have made the Hall of Fame off the free throw line. Dwayne Wade. I mean, we're looking at DeMar DeRozan. He's about to do his thing. You know, there's people that know how to get to the line and master that. James Harden. I mean, the list goes on. So if you can just be able to play the game inside the game and you get to the free throw line, I mean, it is what it is.
Best team in the East.
My Celtics. Okay. My Celtics, hands down. You know, I'm always gonna root for the Celtics no matter what. I'm always gonna root for OKC. I wanted the Celtics and Timberwolves last year. Everybody know that. I was rooting for that badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd have been my NBA finals. Me and KG would have been hanging out. But you know, I just think that it's gonna come down to Boston, and then we're gonna find out what OKC is about in the playoffs. You know, they're a great regular season team.
Yep.
But I want to see how they match up in a full series. I would love to see them go against the Timberwolves in a 7-game series. I mean, I feel like we kind of got their number right now.
Yep.
You know, and that's just me personally. But I love what OKC is doing. I love what Boston's doing. Boston, I mean, they got Peyton Pritchard. He's probably going to win Sixth Man of the Year. They got a lot of young talent over there. I love what Cleveland's doing too, as well. Obviously, you can't shy away from that.
Big game tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you're going to go home and watch that.
Yeah.
Do you know what the score is right now?
I don't. What's the score?
First quarter, Boston 25, the Cleveland Cavaliers 3.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
25-3. That's insane.
See what I'm saying? You can't mess with my Celtics, man. They're coming out the East, And I definitely want the Timberwolves to come out the West. I want them to. My heart's with the Timberwolves for sure. Obviously, you get invested when you cover the team, too.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody always asks me, hey, how come you haven't gone to the NBA Finals yet? And I'm like, I want to go with the team that got me there. Yeah. I want to be a part of the journey. I don't want to just show up. I don't like when people are covering the Hornets and then all of a sudden they're at the NBA Finals. It's like, nah, they weren't there. You shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. All right. We got less than a minute left.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you want the listening audience to know about Travis Singleton?
Just know I'm going to give you the best insight from inside and outside the locker room. You know, whatever you guys need, I'm going to be here, whether it be locker room interviews, whether it be sneaker information, whether it be just game recaps. And I'm trying to make Minnesota home. Like I said, if anybody wants to reach out, anybody got any schools or anything like that that needs some help with?
Yeah, give them the socials again, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Socials, Sneaker Reporter, at Sneaker Reporter on everything. So if you need anything, whether it be sports related or even if you need, you know, some advice on how to get into this this space that we're in, man.
Yep.
I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks Henry for coming,
been,
man.
Hey, man, it's been a true pleasure, man. I appreciate you. You're a true pioneer in Minnesota, and I'm trying to follow the way.
I appreciate it. Ahmad Hicks from Fox 9, he joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.